As a longtime resident of Chicago, Kevin Edgecombe is familiar with the streets of the city. As of late, however, he has found some problems with the supposed efficiency of the roadways.
After a day of school, I'm exhausted, and I'd like the reward of a nice trip home. All I want to do is hop on the bus, talk to my friends, relax, and get home without delay. But that's not what happens. Instead, streams of brake lights flash red, the traffic thickens, and I find the usual cause for delay: street repaving. Like me, the average Chicagoan is familiar with the workings of the city. Longtime residents are accustomed to slow traffic from street repair, where lanes remain blocked off for weeks at a time. Roadwork takes place elsewhere, and no progress seems to be made. In the face of this, Chicagoans toughen up and go with the flow of whatever is thrown at us. This same mentality has been driven into me by the lack of power we city dwellers feel we have. It's not like I can walk up to Mayor Daley's desk and demand changes be made, so I just need to get used to it. Well, I haven't gotten used to it. I can't stand the slow workings of the city. It takes me an hour and a half to travel the 6 miles home. I have a ton of homework to do every day, so time is important. And wasting time on the bus doesn't help. Because of the noise and crowd on the bus, I can't even unwind, let alone do any homework. I'd like to think Chicago does its best to alleviate commuters' concerns, but for me, the routine of sitting on a bus for hours is getting old. I often wonder why the city doesn't use newer paving materials that are more resilient to the elements and extend the life of streets well beyond the usual year or two. If only my school wasn't so far from home, I could abandon the bus, walk home, and be rid of all the chaos. But such is the price for quality education. The bus is a reliable and affordable form of transportation, but for me it's still too slow. Until I find a better option, I'll just make it through the school day and catch the 82 Kimball bus, then the 80 Irving Park home. If I'm lucky, I'll be able to kick back, relax, and get that reward of a break that I think I deserve.